I'm at Terminal City Glass Co-op with Holly Cruz, Executive Director, and Brad Turner, Studio Manager. And we're going to do an update on an interview we did last year on the co-op and what's new. Thank you for being here, Brad and Holly.
Thanks for having us, Dale.
Thank you.
For our listeners that didn't have a chance to hear the first interview, and shame on you listeners, tell me what the Terminal City Glass Co-op is all about.
So Terminal City Glass Co-op is a nonprofit service cooperative. We offer rental space for professional and emerging artists and students of glass. We have facilities that they can rent and come and blow glass, or do flame working and bead making. We also have a sandblaster and a cold shop where they can do surface design and things like that. And we also offer classes to the general public in all of those techniques. Our membership is open to anybody who wishes to apply. You don't have to have a certain skill level. We have a lot of student members. Yeah. I think that's pretty much what we do around here. Do you have something to add to that?
We are the only glass co-op in Canada, and pretty much the only big facility in Vancouver or BC for that matter. So, Benji always says, like, it actually, with us being here, it's actually one of the easier cities to blow glass or to learn to blow glass, because it's not common.
Yeah, public access to glass in Canada is somewhat restrictive. Mostly, I think, glass is a really expensive material to work with. And the only solution in the past has been a privately funded studio, an individual artist making the investment, or a school. And in Vancouver, there's no school that has a glass program. Brad comes from Calgary, and he went to ACAD, and they have a glass program there.
Yeah, there's only three in Canada, so.
Yeah. And none of them are in Vancouver. So we kind of, when we started Terminal City, we saw that there was a hole that needed to be filled. And that's what Terminal City Glass Co-op is.
What's new with the co-op?
Well, there's a lot of great stuff going on at the co-op. We're about to go into our sixth year. So we're just at the end of our fifth year here. And we just had a great event that we have had for the past 3 years called Hot Glass Cold Beer. And we invited 9 local breweries to come to our studio. We had an awesome party, Halloween-themed party. And the unique thing about Hot Glass Cold Beer is that we have handmade taster glasses that people get to take home with them. So they buy a ticket, they come, they get a glass. This year they were made by Scott McDougall. And then they drink their beer all night long. And then they get to take their glasses home with them.
Taste different beers.
And we had a costume contest and a carved pumpkin contest and awesome glass blowing demos.
Yeah, people like the demos.
What were the demos this year? I can't remember.
I think it was a lot of pumpkins.
A lot of pumpkins. A lot of
jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, there was a fire-breathing jack-o'-lantern. We actually had a whole committee dedicated to decorating, and we wished for a skeleton. And the next morning we came in, and there was a skeleton waiting for us. So
as there is.
As happens.
Normally
and
that's how it goes.
We... Brad actually made a glass-blowing skeleton display, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And we'll send you guys a picture of that.
Cleaning, yeah.
So that was just a couple weeks ago, so we're kind of getting over that now.
Now, unfortunately, your next event in terms of the hot glass cold beer is not for a while, is it?
Yeah, we'll probably do it again next year. It's an annual thing. It takes a lot of energy to put it together, and a lot of volunteers to make it happen. We do have make your own ornament sessions in December where people can sign up on our website and come down and make their own Christmas ornament. But yeah, Hot Glass Cold Beer is our last party of the year. We usually have one in the summer and one in the fall. So, yeah.
In terms of co-op stuff, how has the co-op changed since we talked last?
Well, the co-op's grown quite a bit since we last talked. I can't remember how many members we had 2 years ago, but I'm guessing it was probably around 110. And we have about 170 or 175 members now. So growth-wise, you know, we're still pretty, you know, growing pretty rapidly. And we have a lot of people coming in and out of the studio every day and using the facilities. So that's been wonderful. We've also expanded our programming and kind of gotten into the groove of, you know, what we offer and what's popular and what classes people can take, and kind of refined some of our programming a bit. We're also doing some strategic planning with our board, which is really exciting because we've gotten to the point where we're out of the startup phase of our co-op.
We're grown-ups. Almost.
We're like teenagers. It's like adolescents, maybe. And so to get to the next level, we kind of felt like, well, let's figure out what we want to be in 5 years or where we want to be in 5 years. And we're also having, you know, kind of capacity issues, like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't here when the place first started, but, you know, this was tons of space, I guess, at the beginning. And now with this many members and this people getting involved in glass, it's we're bursting a little bit within our space. So a lot of the time it's, you know, I'm just trying to, or all of us are trying to figure out how we can fit everyone in here and fit all the stuff. And same with equipment, you know, all the members, we're getting more members, but at the same time, are the ones that started, they're getting a lot better as well. So they're able to produce more, make more work. And so we've acquired some new equipment to accommodate all that. Because, you know, it's important that we, well, just satisfy the members, yeah, to make sure they have what they need to grow as artists and craftspeople. And so it's been going well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I feel like we've become a real boy. That's the line I use, like, from Pinocchio. You know, at the beginning, you know, there are days when there's nobody using the studio and you're kind of a little bit nervous, and now it's like, oh, there's 15, 20 people coming or more coming in and out of here every day using the studio. You know, in a week, there's...
It's a bit of a relief sometimes when no one's
in the studio. I know, yeah. Like, when it's quiet, it's like, surprising. It's a quiet day. Yeah. You're like, oh, I can get some work done. Well, you like it when there's nobody here because you can weld.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
People don't like it when they weld beside them.
No. Welding is not, like, it's not good for contemplative art making.
No.
No, it's not.
Or seeing.
No. yeah, I mean, in terms of growth and stuff, we've also, we've hired a couple new staff people, which has been great. You know, between six of us, we make up maybe 1.5 to 2 full-time people, but at least we're, you know, we're working together to get stuff done.
You also had a very interesting collaboration with a local educational institute. Could you tell me all about that?
Sure. So one of our goals from the beginning was to enter into a partnership with a post-secondary institution, in the hopes that they would be able to offer glass as part of their programming. Again, since Vancouver has no post-secondary institution and no glass program at all, anywhere. And so I guess since our first interview, we have entered into a partnership with Emily Carr. It's Emily Carr University of Art and Design. And we offered our first glass, accredited glass class in Vancouver.
Design oriented, I guess.
In the design program there. Yeah. And it was like a 3D printing and glass class. And the gentleman who was kind of instrumental in making that happen was a guy named Aaron Usorin, who is a member of our co-op, and also Brad.
Yeah, I was slightly involved.
Who was very involved in the process and really was one of the key players in making it happen.
Yeah, it seemed like it just, the time was right for it, I guess, with Aaron being involved in Emily Carr, and me and Aaron worked together in Toronto for quite a while. I think also, like, I don't know if I should go into this, but, like, you know, the where glass is right now, and design and that creative movement, it's a really good opportunity to mix glass with the design program, because glass gets sort of gone into, you know, art or craft, but there's a big space between craft and design that can be filled. And once you start involving technology like 3D printing and CAD programs, and half the class was sort of designing in Rhino 3D, and where you can go with glass, and that is, there's just a ton of possibilities. Plus all these students are in design, and designers just don't get exposed to glass very often. It's a pretty foreign material. So if we can show them early, they can get some ideas.
I thought it was really refreshing to have people here from a design school and to see their approach to the projects that they were given. I thought was really interesting.
That really does sound kind of amazing.
It was pretty amazing.
If you have any picture of those, we'd love to see them too.
I think we do. Yeah, we have some.
Tell the people how they can get in touch if they're interested in becoming a member or just taking a course.
So we have a pretty comprehensive website. It's www.terminalcityglass.com. All of our classes are online, and they change seasonally. We also are on... they can also learn all about the co-op and how to become members, and about the other programming we offer. Like, for non-members, we have a... newbie night, which is supervised time. If you have had a class and you want to, you know, experiment with glass, but you don't want to become a member yet, you can come to newbie night. So that's all on our website. We also have a pretty active Facebook page, and we're on Instagram at Terminal City Glass, and we're on Twitter at TCG Co-op.
Holly and Brad, thanks so much for doing this update. You guys are definitely up and coming here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.